We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting 12 lines from the top. Ahu Gavra Davanok Var Shechli Zvuni. There was a guy who was selling Var Shechli. He was selling these Kashuri Meshi, these bundles of silk. He was selling it. And so Kari Shisa, he was selling it for six. For Shavi Chamshu, the real value was five. So he was overcharging by one Zuz, which is Ashtos, or more than Ashtos, depends if you go with Shtos Mayus or Shtos Mekach. And Viyavi Yavli Chamsha Pagav, someone who gave him 5.5, have a shock, he would have took it. He was asking, overcharging by one, but if someone had paid him 5.5, he would have took that. So also, who Gavra, there was this guy, a smart man. Vama, Yavi Chamsha Pagav, have your Mechila. If I give him 5.5, it's a Mechila, it's Mechila Alta Ripaskin, that it's Mechila right away. So if I give him 5.5, it's a done deal. I have a good idea. Etle Shisa, I'm going to give him 6. Then Vatviladina, then I'll bring him to Bezdin. Before the Zman of Atjirla Tiger, I could bring him to Bezdin and say, you owe it back to me. And this way I'll get it for 5. So that was his idea. So Oslaka made the Rava. So they came to Rava, the Din Taka. That's what he did. He bought it Dafka for 6. Even though he could have got it 5.5, he bought Dafka for 6. This way, he'll get back that one. So he came to Rava. Amalei, so Rava told him, no, it's not so possible. Amalei lo yishono lekech mina Tiger. He said, this whole halacha that there's a din oyna b'chlal is only when you buy it from a regular merchant. But if you buy something from Baal Bayis, there's no oyna. Why not? So Rashi explains, when you buy something tachshitim klit hashmish from a Baal Bayis, they're very chavav, they have sentimental value. Since they have sentimental value, there's no price tag to that. And therefore, 6 is not called overcharging, because by a Baal Bayis, there's no oyna, because things that have sentimental value. So therefore, he lost out.
What is his market price then?
What? That is the right. And by from Baal Bayis stuff, I don't have a market price. Since there's sentimental value, there's no market price. You have to realize, in those days, there's no factories. There's no such thing as mass producing even a shirt. Everything was homemade and unique and different. So it's a whole different world those days. So if someone had his own shirt that he either sold it himself or had it sold custom-made for him, he had a certain connection to it. And yeah, you want to buy it? Yeah, it's six. That's even though it made a value in the street, it's 5. But if it's my private thing, that's 6. If it's a seicher collects from a lot of different tailors and sells something. Everyone's unique, but he sells all from the tailor. That doesn't have any attachment, an emotional attachment to it. There, it has a set price. Masha Inken,
like something like eggs.
Eggs don't have sentimental value. Yeah. Who gavra? Tomorrow we'll say something soon. So the marvaita. Who gavra? Not good. Kipi lizuni. Someone was selling kipi, which is earrings or some type of ring. Kari, some kind of jewelry. Kari shisim, he was asking 60 fit. V'shavi chamsh is really worth 50, so he's overcharging by 10, which again is either more than a shtos or at least a shtos, which is for sure I know. V'yav yav lechamsh v'chamsh, if he would have given 55, I would have took it. Also, gavra v'oma, yavin lechamsh v'chamsh, if I give 55, I have mechila, it's mechila. Etin le shisim, let me give him 60. V'et v'adina, I'll bring him to din. Also, k'meid rachista, same thing, he thought, you know, he'll gain this way. Also, k'meid rachista, what's your question, Mashi?
Like the same exact case,
what
we have twice.
Right. Also, So it's not that, when you learn Gemara, it's not Shver. And the reason is, did you notice halacha before? And don't feel bad. No one knew about it. And it was Amir who said it. And if you only had one Gemara, so they would never pass like that. Once you have two Amirayim said the same thing already, then we start thinking, maybe it's Taka the Halacha. So you have all the time in the Gemara when there's a story, especially. You can have more than one story, especially if it's a new halacha. So Amalei lo yishon avakech mina tiger avakech mina bayis ain lo yilav no. That this halacha that there's a din I know is only from a tiger from a bayis not Amalei Rav Dimi Yasher, it's a good psak v'chein Rav Elazar Yasher, he also says it's a good psak. So we have here a bunch of Amarayim who hold the same halacha. There's no I know by a bayis. Again, the reason is because of sentimental value. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah says nothing. They're anantanan. Kashem Shah, which is the next Mishnah, Vanantan, Kashem Shah Inola Hedit, Kach Inola Tiger. Just like there's enough for a Hedit, there's enough for a Tiger. So, man Hedit. If I care, the Mishnah was saying that even by a Tiger, there's enough. And says, Kashem Shah Inola Hedit, same Inola Tiger. Man Hedit, La Baal Bais, and Hedit Baal Bais, so Clark, there is a Dinah Inova Baal Bais. Omrav Chisto, Bit Sad Yosio, that's only by Tzadraisa, which is a big day canvas, which is oimili macher. Sometimes a Baal Bayis also has something to sell. Avamani tashmishi, the akiri, but things that you use, that are precious to you, yakira lehel, loy mezavin lehu, ilav v'damizeh. You don't sell it, left is a lot of money. This answers Rav Yosef's question. He's asking, what about eggs? Yeah, eggs are like canvas. If there's something about bias he has for sale, and something that is mass produced, or whatever it is like that, that even Balbais has, I know. Avamani tashmishtei the yakiri, his own private things that he, that's his mug, his coffee mug. If the guy had a coffee mug, that was his coffee mug till it broke. That's what it is. One coffee mug. He didn't have, he didn't use like 30 coffee cups or covers every day. It was one coffee mug. That's it. And that was the story. And then he has sentimental value to it. And therefore, loyim is davening. He didn't sell lav davening. And therefore, there's no ino in such a case. By things that Balbais is that are unique to him, there is no ino. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. But the things in this Mishnah that we already learned, we're familiar with it since we learned yesterday's plot. Echad al-kach, echad al-meicha yesh l'meino. There's a ino both ways. Say if you overcharge, you underpay, the halacha is a ino. And like we learned last Mishnah, it's a shtush, is called a ino. If it's less than a shtush, it's mechila. More than a shtush, is bitl mekach. But the same thing applies to say al-kach and say al-meicha. Kishem sha'ino al-hadid, kach and al-tagah. Just like it's a ino al-hadid, it's a ino al-tagah also. Rav Yehuda Eimer ain't ino l'tager. A merchant is no ino. We have to see what that means. There's no ino for a merchant. Mishu tolov, the one who got nisane, the one who either overpaid or underpaid, yodoy al yoino, he has the upper hand. Rotsam al tema oisai, either he can say, give me my money, or tell me my shinasani, give back my ino. He has a right to say, I want to be chayzer. And like we learned yesterday, this is machlokes tanayim really, by the case of, we had a case of four, that there is a machlokes tanoim if it's yod al yoin or not, and we'll see again. This gemara will have a continuation of that. So the gemara, not immediately. How do you know that there's a no also by the meicher? The pasuk says v'chisimku memker la misecha, economy al misecha, atoinu ishus amisai. So pasuk learns dafka by a mechira when you sell something, don't overcharge. So not immediately. V'chisimku memker la misecha, atoinu se'ainly. Doctor Bryce says el shesan al kech. You only see from here that if you overcharge the kach, there's a dinner you know, the sana meicher menayin. How do you know that if the meicher is on the sana meicher, which means the meicher is underpaid, menayin, that is also you know, tamalayma, oikono al toinu. Even when you're buying something, there's an iser or you know. Both ways, because oikono, when you buy something, al toinu, don't do oino, you know, which means there's oino both ways. You have to write. Both the Torah teaches both halachas that there's a ino by lekech and ino by meicher. If the Torah wrote meicher, we'll say over there there's an isser ino. He knows when he sells, he knows his products and he knows what he sells, and therefore there's a din that there's an isser ino. Av lekech lekimle v'zvinte, but lekech doesn't know if he's overpaying. He doesn't know so good. He's not bucking this. Now, why not? So, it sounds like the reason is because he doesn't know. Okay, a shaygig is no isser a shaygig. So, the Mepharshim explained, the Shash talks about this really, the Shash has a kash on this, but the Maisa, the Pshat Gemara is like this, that since usually Lekech does this b'shaygig, it's not mistap, the Torah didn't say first is the isser, you would not think there's a lav here, because usually a lav is given things that are done b'mezid. Things that are usually b'shaygig, there's no lav on that. So, therefore, the behavior about Lekech, there's no lav because he doesn't know. Because Dr. Pasuk, no, there is a din, you know, because we're lekech, we're shunduka kani, because Maisa, lekech, we understand there's an issa oino on him, because Maisa, he's getting something. Shundamri, inchi zavanta kanisa. When you buy something, you got something, because now you have something of value that's not going anywhere. Ava meicher, davudika meivid. When a meicher sells something, what is he doing? He's selling the product, he gets money. Money gets used up. When you sell something, you're a loser. Maybe there's no price to that. I could charge more because the money, when I sell something, if someone has to sell something, he is losing out. He's losing the thing that has intrinsic value, something that has a be'etzem that's going to stay around for a while. And he's getting money, which is used on tomorrow's groceries. So maybe there we would not give Azara. Tricha, they both have Azara. Both the Lekech and the Meicher have Azara. So the Haile Gemara Vayit, Rehuda Eimer Einu Ino L'Tager. Rehuda says there is no Ino when it comes to a Tager. Zog the Gemara, Moshin Shu Tager Ino Ino. You're telling me because a guy is a Tager, he has no Issa Ino? Like, what's up? Because he's a merchant, no Ino? What's going on? What's going on, Rehuda? Or V'Nachmara, but Tager Saf Shoshanu. Talking about a specific type of Tager, which means he's a broker. And he just goes, he just buys from him, sells from him, usually right in the same day. So my timer made the yodas vinte kamashav. He knows how much it's worth. Vachuli ocha gabe is meichel. Vahai de zovna ochi, why they sell for less? Mishum de sram yulei zvinte achriti. The tagger sold it for less because he saw not a good deal. He needed the cash quickly. Vahashto miya kodbe. And then I said, why is he complaining now? Because now he's chayza from that. It's like this. Rav Yehuda says, no one knows a tagger means that you're allowed to underpay a tagger because the tagger knows his business cold. And if he's doing that, he's being meichel. Why is he doing it? Why would he sell something for less? He picked up a whole pallet of baby cream, whatever he did. He picked up a pallet of baby cream, and he was going to sell it for the full price. But then he chapped that he has a great deal on gunpowder. I don't know, whatever it is, whatever garbage he wants to get. You know, make up anything you want. He found something, some great thing, and he's just a great deal. You know, the oil loves the stuff these days, as man as that. You know, Kol Yaakov, Adayim, Deisav, they love this type of stuff. And you get a great deal on this. So he says, you know what, I'm going to sell it for a loss just to get that. This goes all the time in closeout stuff. It's not called underpaying. That's what the tiger wants for it. So they think, so the Gemara gets that, so he says, she says, don't talk. What? Yeah, only underpaid. Yeah, undercharge, yeah. So my is saying, ain't I know the tiger. Rav Ash Yomba, my ain't the tiger I know. Rav Ash Yomba, my ain't the tiger I know. Ain't a bit tourist I know. Rav Ashi says a different pshat, whole different pshat of Yehuda. Not that pshat is that there's no when you underpay a tagger, it's not called, you know. That's not what it means. Rav Ashi, my own tagger, no, ain't a betaris, no. Shafilu pachad in a chayzer. The opposite. There, even if it's less than a sixth, you have to pay him. Why? Because you have to pay him back. It's no mechila. Why? Because that's his whole livelihood. A broker's livelihood is the little margins that he makes from selling and buying. He makes very little margins. He's just moving from one place to another place. And there, if you underpay him, then you have to pay it back, because there he's not meichel even less. That's the vart. Usually you're never less than shoshim mechila. Here not for carrot. Rav Ashi saying the opposite, that is much more makbid. Tanya comes to Rav Nachman. We have a brice like Rav Nachman, the first shita. Rav Yudem with Tagi and Loyana, please do Baki. He's a Baki, he knows exactly what he's doing. And again, he found a good deal on some other garbage, and therefore he wants to buy that thing that he has getting a great price on it, and he's willing to take the little loss on this to get a good deal on that, and he needs the liquid cash, and therefore he'll sell it right away. Zok to Gemara Baita. Mishahuta Allah Yoda Al Yoina. It says in our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, that Mishahuta Allah Yoda Al Yoina. That Mishahuta Allah Yoda Al Yoina means that whoever got Nisana, he has the upper hand. He has a choice. He can say, you know what, I want the sale, give me back the overcharge or the undercharge. And if not, or he can say, I don't want the whole sale, I don't want to deal with you anymore. So here's Yodal Yoyna. So money masis, who's our Mishnah? Lo Rav Nosim, Lo Rav Yudah Nosi. We had yesterday Mechlekes Rav Nosim, Yudah Nosi. So why can't I be either one? Rav Nosim is the one who said that it's Kono Machza Ano. We had here yesterday, the Rav Nosson says that by a shtos halacha is, the mekach is kayim, the sale is complete. You just have to give back the extra. That's why he doesn't say you have a choice, you could back out on the sale. Rav Yehuda Nossi said that you could back out on a sale, but he's talking about the Yadam Meicher. It says Yadam Meicher al Yoyna, if the Meicher got undercharged, he has a choice. It sounds like Dafka Meicher, and that's why it's the kasha. Money is Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda Nosson. I Rav Nosson, Mastisim Ktani Rotza. The Mishnah says you have a choice. You can back out. Or Brayis Ktani Rotza. And the Brayis doesn't give you a choice to back out. It says Kono Machza No. I Rav Yehuda Nosson, Mastisim Ktani Lekech, the Mishnah Ktani Lekech, or Brayis Ktani Lekech. And we thought Dafka, and we're assuming, which we'll see, a lot of Amraim assume that Rav Yehuda Nosson and Dafka Meicher has its right to back out. But not Lekech. There's no Din Lekech Yod Al Yehuda. So Gemara has three Terutzim. Simon Zab Rash is Zion is Rav Elazar, Beis is Rava, and Reis, the Beis is someone else. We'll see Rava, and Reis is Rava, and Shin is Rav Ashi, who explains Rava. So let's see. Rav Elazar. Oinazu. So kids, that's the Shaila is, who's our Mishnah like? Is it like Rav Nosson? No. Rav Nosson says it's Kolam Achsan. There's no choice. And is it Rav Yehuda Nosson? You know, Yehuda says Dafka by Meicher. Like the one, Rav Elazar. Oinazu, the Mishnah, Oinah, any day Mishnah. I don't know which Tana it is. It must be a third Tana. I don't know what it is. That's Taras number one. Taras number two. Rav Amalim, Rav Nosson. It's Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that there's no choice. But Mar says, no. But Tainai and Brysa, Rotza. You learned the Brysa also before. The Rav Nosson saying Rotza to be Chayzer, or you could Konamachzana. You're going to ask me a question. So what's the machlokes Rav Nosson and Rav Yehuda Nosson then? On the Gemara yesterday. That was the machlokes. What's the machlokes then? teretz is that the machlokes will be if a meicher, if it's dafka a meicher or not. Look, if you look at Rashi over here, Tanya Brisa, Rav Nosson, you'll say also rotza over lekeach u'meicher with a pligi. They're arguing if it applies to lekeach or not. That would be a machlokes if feed this teretz.
According to
Rav Nosson,
the lekeach ripped off,
he's nothing
you do about it.
He does. No, it's kana machzana. He has to keep the seh. If they say according to Rav Nosson, whatever, not before this Gemara, just change it now, but before Tani Braisa Ratza. But Kana Machzana means that the sale is kaim, you don't have a choice to back out. Our Mishnah says you can back out, so that's a couldn't be Rav Nosson. And for Rabbah, Rav Nosson agrees you also can back out. Both by Meicher and Lekech. Aye, what's Rav Nosson arguing? Rav Nosson says only a Meicher. Third pshat, Rav Amar, Lo'ilam Rav Nosson Yav. It means like this, that Rav Nosson holds you not, it's Kana Machzana. And that's what we're passing, by the way. Kana Machzana. Our Mishnah Rav Nosson says Yod Al Yoyna. It's got extra questions. We have two Stam Shnayis like Rav Huda Nosi. Why are you passing Rav Nosson? But that's how he passed Rav Nosson. Rav of Leila Rav Huda Nosi. Umay the Shai Mastisa Gon Farash Abraisa. And what was left over in the Mishnah, our Mishnah just said about a Lekeach, so he's Mafarash Abraisa by a Meicher. Umar Rav Ashi Dekanami, Dektoni, our Mishnah starts off Echad Al Lekeach Echad Meicher Yestamayna, and doesn't explain what's it then by a Meicher if there's a No. Is it Yod al yoyin or not? So shmami no. They can have it. Tarech lekevach meicher. Farsh lekech. Shmami no. Shiri shari lemeicher. Shmami no. We left out meicher. Shmami no. Taka a raya like that, and it's a raya to Rava's pshat. So we have here three pshatim had to answer. Either Mister don't know who Tan is, or Mister going with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson agrees that you have yod al yoyin, or the last pshat is that no, it's only Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson argues, and Rav Nosson holds kana machzana. Again, we pass like that. We pass in kana umachzana. So that's the, just to repeat over what the halach is in the three levels. If it's less than a, you overcharge less than a sixth, it's mechila. And even la'al to paskin. If it's exactly a sixth, the halach is the mekach as kayim, you have to give back the ino'ah. And it's atchiyir le'tagar. And by bitl mekach, which is more than a sixth, then they both could be chayzer. It's like a mekach tayz.